Hello, everybody. It's Earl, or the Rowdy American on Twitter, whatever you want to call me. It's about 1:30 a.m., technically Thursday morning here in Toronto, 1:30 a.m. Eastern. And just going through Twitter, reading about Steve Jobs, and thinking about technology, thinking about computers and all that kind of thing. And I mean, what a contribution he's made to society, you know. I mean, all the technological advances we've seen from Apple and everything, and, you know, and to the blind community in general. I mean, my first computer was an Apple. It was an Apple IIe, you know, back when I was about, 9, 10 years old. I remember getting my Apple and using Braille at it from Raise.Computing and playing all those games that we all know and love. You know, Great Escape, the Emmett Adventures, Lunar Lander, tons of them. Blackjack, all the old ones, Lemonade Stand. You guys all know the ones I mean, or people in my age group know the ones I mean. But Apple, it's been there all along, you know. And then after my Apple IIe and Braille Edit, and then Bex, you know, and then of course I went to the PC. And, you know, I knew people that, you know, were kind of interested in the Mac, and I was kind of interested in the Mac, but, you know, you didn't think too much of it. And then I got my iPod Touch in 2009, December of 2009, as a matter of fact. Loved it. About 3 months after that, I got my iPhone, and we all know that I think the iPhone is awesome. I think the 4S is great. I wish I could get one, but I'm not due for an upgrade yet, so I'm probably gonna stick with my 3GS for a while longer. I might upgrade if I can afford it. We'll see what happens. But and then after that, I got my MacBook Pro back in, I guess it was February. I got my MacBook Pro February or March, and I love it. But I mean, none of this would have been possible without Steve Jobs. I mean, we've got an operating system with VoiceOver built right in. We have iOS with VoiceOver built right in. I mean, who else is being that innovative? I mean, Apple's cutting edge. What else can we say about Apple? And just the way Steve Jobs ran things, he had his own style, you know? I mean, when you go into an Apple store, I've been into several Apple stores, and they've all been, it's always been a great experience, you know? I mean, walking into an Apple store, you know, it's an amazing feeling. They treat you like an individual, you know? They help you with your problems. They talk to you about different options that you might want, you know? When I bought my MacBook Pro, we discussed different hardware configurations and things, and they take the time to deal with you as a person. They don't just want to take your money and send you out the door. They take the time to help you figure out what you want and what you need. And I just wish more companies were like that. You know, I wish that a little bit of Steve Jobs would rub off on everyone else. I mean, that's all I can really say. And, you know, he'll always be remembered for his great contributions to technology and to accessibility. And, anyways, guys, that's just my thoughts on Steve Jobs. I could say more, but I just don't have the words right now. But I just thought I'd share some of my Steve Jobs memories, or Apple memories, whatever you want to call them. But, I mean, I guess Steve Jobs memories in a way, because none of what we have from Apple would have been possible without Steve. And I truly believe that. Everybody take care.